You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
And good morning. This is when this is Wednesday morning. I'm going to close the door.
There we go.
I think we have our guest coming in by phone about any second now. No, he's not coming in by any second. All right, well, welcome. This is Wednesday Live. Sounds like we don't know where we're going, but we know who we're going with.
Amen. Amen.
We know that. We've already determined that. We're going to be moving with the plans and purposes of God. We have some great events to share with you a little bit about, and we have some guests in the studio and also one getting ready to join us. Is that Mr. John Nelson? Let's bring him right in. John, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How's it going, buddy?
All right. Hey, John, I know we have a big fish jam coming up. Tell us what's happening.
Well, on July 17th and 18th, we're going to be commandeering Pirates Cove Marina. And we're going to have our first annual fishing tournament. So blessed. Sea Coaster Bank and Liberty Builders and Channel Law and Crowder Rods and the list is long.
Hey, John, we can't hear you very well. I hear all kinds of noise. Can you get to a quieter spot?
Hold on, let me get... Is that better?
That is a whole lot better. Okay, start over again.
Yeah. All right, here we go. July 17th and 18th at Pirates Cove Marina. We are so blessed to be on board with them. We're going to be doing our very first fishing tournament. Kids, adults, charter boats. Bring one, bring all. Anyway, it's going to be a KDW, which is kingfish, dolphin, and wahoo, and we're adding bottom fish. It's going to be great prizes. The safari is going to be involved. Seacoast Bank and Liberty Builders and Crowder Rods and Fanel Law. He's actually helping put this thing together. He's been on the radio station. Just a wonderful guy. Big family here locally. Great law firm. We're going to try to raise some money and have some fun with the kids.
John, it's going to be a great event. Again, Fish Fam Jam coming up at Pirates Cove. That's going to be on July the 17th and 18th. So you need to get that on your calendar and plan to be a part of that. John, what do you need at this point? I know you have a bunch of sponsors.
We could always use some more money. I mean, it's always a money thing because this is going to help set us up for Luann, who's on our board now, is doing a woman's conference. We're going to help her a little bit with that. And then, in Christmas, we always take a bunch of kids and people that have gotten their kids back sober-wise out of the foster care system down to the Miami Heat. That'll be our 13th year. So, there's like when you guys are raising money, it's always you hear no a lot, but there's a whole lot of yeses out there. So, somehow God always breaks down the wall and it gets paid off and we go on and have a great event.
And this event is not just about raising money. It's about touching kids' lives as well. I see here junior anglers are going to be involved, awards, trophies, biggest fish caught and such forth. It's going to be a lot of fun. And incidentally, this is open to everybody. So,
if
you come out and you're part of it, expect that invitation to be sort of like Peter, James, and John out in the sailboat fishing. Whatever came in the net, exactly. Amen. So we're looking to reach as many people and to give the shout loud. And we're looking to see a big event.
The safari is a drift boat, and they're just killing it out there. Go on their Facebook page and see what kind of snapper they've been breaking off. Dolphin, Rocky's a good guy. He's at Pirates Cove. I don't know how many spots we're going to take on the safari, but at least 20.
Okay.
Anybody that's got a family out there and a kid that needs to fish, never fished, we love that stuff.
That's awesome.
And if we have to try to grant that their way because they're in financial straits, Project Lift and Elevate Hope, we always try to reach out to families that have never done stuff like this and want to bless their kids. Everybody deserves a blessing.
Well, if you're just tuning in to Wednesday Live today, this is John Nelson. We're talking about Fish Fam Jam. John, give us a 1 minute overview of Families Recover. What pulls your heart? Why do you do what you do?
You know, 14 years ago, or coming up on 15, we had some drunk driving issues in our family. And we started Families Against Drunk Driving, quickly became a 501c3 nonprofit. And when the opioid and heroin hit, and we were losing so many people, actually lost 1 million people to overdose, we went over to familiesrecover.org, which kind of, you know, we were looking for a name that covered a wider range of what is the need. And you know what? There's a lot of families in our, there's a lot of families everywhere that have great needs. Great needs. You know, we're blessed. So we always try to share our events with people that would never be able to afford something like this, you know, and show them that God loves them. And if you just keep on plugging along, you too can have lives that are, that are pretty genuine and pretty good. You know, it's just a joy to watch these families get sober or go whenever they're going through domestic violence or mental illness. You know, it just covers a wide range of everything. You know, 772-285-5828 is my phone number. You can get us at www.fishfamjam.com. We are on the websites. If you guys have any needs out there, addiction-wise, please reach out. We have a wide angle of centers that'll help. We've actually gone on with two more that take Medicaid, which in the private sector is unheard of because treatment centers lose money. But there's a lot of people out there like me that, yeah, listen, you know my story. I was a bum. You know, I was living behind a dumpster. But these guys have opened up their facilities and women to people that can get Medicaid because that's pretty easy to accomplish and get the treatment they deserve and be treated like they have real insurance. You know, that's the key. We want people to know that they're loved. There is no boundaries in God's world, by the way. I just want everybody to know that. It's so important.
John, we love you. We love you. Love your heart. Love to hear what God's
now,
done in your
Jonathan,
life.
Jonathan, I've seen you golf. Now I'm going to wonder if you can bait a hook.
Hey, John, I like to go catching.
Yes. Well, they're killing it out right now.
Fishing?
They're really cleaning it up. Oh, yeah, they're doing it.
Fishing's good. Catching's better.
We're fishing for souls, baby.
That's it. One more time,
your phone number.
One more time.
www.fishfamjam.com or www.familiesrecover.org or 772-285-5828.
Thanks, John. Blessings. Stay in touch.
Bless.
And hopefully wherever you go, you're going to see Fish Fam Jam 2026 flyers that are going to be out. And John did a really nice job.
We're out there at the other tournaments. The other tournaments, all the way to Palm Beach, all the way to Vero, have allowed us to put our flyers in their captain's bucket. You know, people that are in our business, Jonathan, and everyone on the staff at WCNO, we're out here to help people. We're not out here to put a boundary up. I don't care what religion you are. Let's get together and act like we're one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you did a nice job putting WCNO 89.9 right there on your flyer, and so we're very blessed.
You're going to be on the shirts. You guys are going to be on all of our media.
That's awesome.
I just love you guys to death.
That's awesome. Thanks, John. Be blessed. Stay safe. Stay strong.
Right.
Amen.
Thanks.
Amen.
See you later.
Thank you, brother. Bye. All right, and that's John Nelson.
Amen. Great stuff, man. I love to hear this. I got to hook up with this fellow.
It's awesome. Yeah, take a look at that.
Good stuff.
All right, so in the studio, David.
Yes. Tell you what, Jonathan, would you give me mic 4?
Mic 4. You want mic 4?
We've been having problems.
No.
We've been having problems with mic 5.
We have. I didn't know that.
Well, and it's just continuing. So... now I can be heard.
So it's good to have you, Dave, with us. We're missing part of our normal Wednesday live team.
Yeah.
Karen has taken a few hours off. She's ministering somewhere else today.
Praise God.
And so
good stuff. Good stuff.
We're missing her. I mean, Karen, you're not listening because you're doing something else.
Sure.
We miss
That's
you there.
All right.
But you'll be back. We had something we want to mention to our listeners.
Yep. Just
our
a quickie
donors,
here.
Quickie here. And just something to follow up on. We have a listener who sent us a donation. Shirley in Port St. Lucie sent us a donation. And the letter was sent back to her And she said, the post office sent this back to me instead of to you. They went by the return address instead of your address. Weird. Never seen that happen before. And so the thing that prompted us to ask you is, I'm sure if you sent something in the mail and you didn't get it back, we probably got it. But that makes you think some things don't come to us that you send. It's not. It's rare, but it happens.
This happens.
So we're going to encourage you, especially if you sent a check, obviously, to go back and check your records and make sure it cleared.
Yeah.
That it processed. Because, and I've had other issues myself, not with WebBCNO, but sending check to a vendor, and then it never shows up.
Right.
In my, as being processed. So that's a wise thing to do, because you intended for us to get it. If it didn't get here, you definitely want to make sure that it was replaced. So you just recommend you do that.
Just a thought, to watch out for that. And we have had some guests in that talked about some of the big scandals that have taken place where their nonprofits have been a target, where people have been able to get their hands on checks, change the direction of them. They ended up being deposited into false accounts and other things. So wherever you're giving your money, it's just good as a steward. Amen. To keep your eyes open and watch things like that and be aware, amen, of the fact we should pray for our postal employees.
Yes, 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 yes. And check washing has become a real problem.
Big deal.
I know changed in our business every way we receive checks. We actually have a special system in place
to handle that.
Some bigger companies that I'm a vendor of them that they've had some serious issues.
Yeah.
I'm talking $50,000, $100,000,
$200,000. Wow. It's big
situations.
Well, incidentally, we want to welcome you, Stuart. You've been with us before.
I have.
And it's always great to have you back with us.
It's an honor to be here.
Yeah. You have quite a God story, but along with the God story, we have a big event coming up. You serve as a part of the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance board.
Yes, I do.
And tell us what's getting ready to happen.
All right. May 7th, next Thursday.
Boy.
We are going to have, next week.
How did
you believe that?
So
I know.
Wow.
May 7th, 6 p.m. at the Mid-Florida Event Center, we are having the National Day of Prayer. What is the National Day of Prayer? It is brothers and sisters coming together to pray as the body of Christ, because the power of prayer has results. The power of prayer supersedes most anything that we can deal with. And I don't think there's anything more important as a believer in Christ, as a faithful person, that you can do is to pray.
Right.
And continue to pray, because talking to God is very important. When people say, amen, what is prayer? It's to talk to God.
Amen. Amen.
Talk to God, then put a period at the end of it, and you said a prayer, because at the end of the day, that's what God wants. God doesn't need superficial prayer warriors or whatever, these, those, and thous. He doesn't give us gold stars for special things like that. But I know we have a special guest coming, Joaquin Moline from Spirit of Life Ministry out of Miami, who is a very good friend of mine. I've ministered down at his church before, and very powerful minister. Very powerful ministry, no less. And I don't want to say just him. He's got a team.
Yeah.
And he'll probably bring a team with him, knowing him, because he has got a powerful team of prayer warriors that he surrounds himself with consistently, which is a smart man. We all need to do that.
We do, yeah.
But he keeps the prayer army around him. He is nothing better than a first-class citizen, in my opinion. We met at Stand Courageous with General Boykin several years ago during COVID when nobody did anything.
And right. We had a great crowd.
We filled the Mid-Florida Event Center. How about that? You know what I mean? We were at a total sold-out event there.
I remember them saying you can only have so many chairs.
Let's open it up. It was the body of Christ.
Yeah.
And I think, speaking of the body of Christ, what makes the National Day of Prayer so special is that, we're not, this is not a religious event. This is about people that love God, period. If you're religious, great. If you're not religious and you love Jesus, come on out. We love you anyway.
Amen.
It's not a necessary going to be about anything other than the Bible and Jesus Christ. That's where we're at. We'll be praying over our local dignitaries, praying with our local dignitaries, people alike, our local law enforcement. I know Sheriff Del Toro is committed to come. I hope you hear that, buddy. I hope you're listening.
right.
But no, I love Sheriff Del Toro. He does a great job in our community, really does. And, you know, we've got a great lineup of people to pray that night, praise and worship. I mean, you know, since I've been involved with the TCCA, the last few years getting really even more involved, I mean, the events that we're doing, I seem to be really gaining a lot of traction in the community. And
right.
People are consistently asking me, are we doing this event? Are we doing the, you know, like the proclamation dinner? Are we Treasure Coast Day of Prayer? And then we're adding New Year's this year. But our focus here is the National Day of Prayer. But I'm just saying, as the TCCA, we have really we started to spread our wings a little bit. And the most exciting thing that I'm seeing happen also is the involvement we're having from the youth. We've got a lot of youthful people involved.
So important.
And then, I mean, I've got another meeting May 4th with our youthful group for New Year's. And I just, you know, there's a fire burning out there for what I call the Gen Z to older for Jesus. Like, you know, if you're looking like any one of the three of us sitting in the studio with a little bit of gray hair, you notice bit. I said a little bit too, little right? Bit.
Yeah.
Well, Dave's got a lot of hair.
Dave has a lot of hair. I don't.
Yeah, but
it's all gray.
But. Yeah. You know, we need to take a step back. And, you know, John Maxwell made a statement I seen on Facebook that really stuck with me, and I have a high regard for honor for him also. But he says, you know, I'm really concerned about Gen Z today. He goes, I'm not concerned about Gen Z themselves. I'm concerned about us gray-haired guys and women that aren't leading them proper to Christ, that are not bringing them to the foot of the cross in a proper manner.
Right.
And he said, when I say proper, I mean just expose them to Jesus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He didn't get into, again, a religious thing or anything. He was just saying that, you know, where a few things have fallen apart along the way, he goes and he used the example taking God out of school. And today we need, we've got a movement going, and I really believe it's because of Charlie Kirk. We've got a movement for Jesus going in this country right now, especially the youth.
Yeah, it's
that
powerful.
We need to continue to stoke the fuel, stoke that fire, and that's
amen.
We need to empower that. And I think through this National Day of Prayer, as we're all coming together, that's there's going to be a lot more of that involved than we've seen in the past. At least I'm feeling that in the community and the people that we speak with. So I mean, I am so excited, you know. You know, Matthew 18:19 says, if there's two or more gathered together, he's amongst us in the midst.
Amen.
What happens when we pack the house? What happens when we got 1,000 people? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, the Holy Spirit's going to move in that place. And
absolutely.
I already know it. I know the last few years I've prayed with a lot of people. We will be there to be praying with anybody that needs prayer as the event winds down towards the end.
So where is the event? Let's talk about
Mid-Florida Event Center.
Mid-Florida Event Center.
Port St. Lucie, US 1, at the corner of Walton Road in US 1.
Great access.
Great
you can
access.
Come from 95. You can come from Indian River, Palm Beach County, Okeechobee.
Yes.
It's well worth the drive. It's an evening event.
Yes, 6
so
p.m.
It's a family event. Bring your babies, bring your toddlers,
amen.
Bring your kids, bring
amen.
Your teenagers. Teenagers come, right?
Amen.
It's a family event.
Amen.
It's for the whole family.
That's right.
And we know there's a lot of other events, Stuart. There's a
yes.
lot of other great events taking
yes.
place from breakfast, maybe from sunrise through the day.
That's great.
This is not to compete or take away from any of those. Align with the National Day of Prayer, wherein we will be a part of that, at least being listed as part of the network. But this is a local event, and it's for the East Coast of Florida.
Yes.
So come and be a part.
East Coast of Florida, I-95, Crosstown Parkway, take it right straight to Civic Center. I mean, if you just stay on Crosstown Parkway, you can't. It'll bring you right there, so you can't miss it. Right on the corner again, US 1 and Walton Road, plenty of parking. There's a parking garage. A lot of people seem to miss that sometimes. So if it happened to be raining out or something, there is a 3-4-story
plenty
parking
of parking. Safe.
Plenty of parking.
Plenty of
safe.
Lights.
Absolutely.
Security will be
yes.
here.
Clean bathrooms.
Security will be on site. We will have
yes, we will.
Security at the event. And so Everyone is invited, and regardless of, as you were saying, Stuart, this is not a particular church doing this.
No.
And the Alliance
correct
focuses on Jesus Christ and
amen
not on our own personal names,
that's
our
right
personal ministries. It's really about lifting up Christ. So Joaquin Molina, we had him on air last week.
Awesome.
And he is a powerful man of God, real powerful man of God.
I love him.
So he's sort of going to give an address. We're going to this is going to be opened up. What around 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock.
5:45 music or
yes,
around that time. We're going to probably start with some music early worship.
If you can get out of work in time and get there, I would suggest get there by 5:45.
Sure.
No later than. The event will end when everybody doesn't need any more prayer.
No tickets.
Free.
Free.
It is free. Everybody likes
it.
Free. It is free.
Yeah.
And, like Jonathan just mentioned, the Alliance is not in any competition with any church of any type, of any sort. As a matter of fact, the Alliance is made up of several churches, pastors, senior pastors from other churches. So, and we don't even mention our names during them because we're not there to promote.
Not what it's about.
That is not what it's about. This is about the body of Christ, other pastors coming together. If they're not, we invite you to get involved with the
yep
Treasure Coast Alliance. We're not a secret society. We're
right.
We're wide open to anybody that has an interest of being a part of it. I can't say enough good about it. I mean, when I went to my first one several years ago at the Civic Center with Walter Baring, I prayed right next to him, and boy, that was
that was contagious.
That was really contagious. God bless his soul. I miss him. But
so, pastors, we are going to give an invitation for you to come up and be a part of the prayer team that
yes
prays with our civic leaders.
Yes.
This is a national day of prayer. We're
yes
praying for our nation.
Yes.
We're praying. Obviously, for our government officials, we're praying for state officials, local
yes
officials. We're going to have school board members. We're
yes
going to have, you mentioned the sheriff. There's
yes
and a lot of invitations have gone out. So
oh, yeah,
this is going to be an opportunity for the spiritual leadership here in Florida to come and
mm-hmm
stand behind
yes
and lift up the arms
yes
of our civic leaders. I know, David, with your programming, that's always something you
mm-hmm
promote and push, the importance of the body of Christ getting involved
amen
in praying for,
absolutely
working with,
yeah,
and connecting with our local leaders.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Very important.
No doubt
absolutely
about it.
Yeah.
I will be calling pastors up. That's going to be part of my job that
good
night, Stuart. We're going to bring them up, the civic leaders, then we're going to ask the spiritual leaders to come up and be a part of that prayer team.
Absolutely. Well, I know we've pretty much have the City of Port St. Lucie Council, Mayor, and
awesome
Compass to come. We have the St. Lucie County Commissioners and Compass to come.
Excellent.
So I know things come up with people, but right now they've all committed to us to come up
fantastic
and get prayed for.
Mm.
And I think we're sitting in a time at the same time, Jonathan, and why I feel like this is going to be real explosive is – the country, the White House is praying.
Mm. Isn't that awesome?
When was the last time we saw the White House praying?
Oh,
I mean,
been a while.
Come
and
on now.
And
on a bold sense,
yes,
not
yes
just
yes
behind
yes
closed doors because
yeah
I need a prayer
yeah
from God. They're letting the world know what we're doing here.
Right.
Because we are part of a God-ordained country. The United
amen
States of America is born and bred on Jesus Christ, and we're going to honor that.
Amen.
We're going to honor that, invite them in,
amen,
get them in here.
Amen.
We're going to honor our servicemen. We're going to honor everybody, every first responder
yep
that puts their life on the line.
Mm-hmm.
We are praying for everybody in this community because without God's full armor on us, we are under attack on a daily
we
basis.
We are.
So
yeah
at the end of the day, buddy, I get excited when I start talking about Jesus. This is what happens.
When I heard our president reading from 2 Chronicles
7. Oh, melted my heart.
I'm sitting there like, oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you pray, pray for your leaders, and we are to pray for those in authority.
Absolutely.
The Word of God mandates that
yes
we pray for them. It doesn't matter what color your shirt is.
Amen. That's right.
If
that's
you're
right
on God's team, we're to pray for those
that's
who
right
lead us. We're
that's
to pray
right
for them. So
yeah
in looking at this and recognizing that our president is going to rededicating
yes
our
amen
nation to God. This
amen
is, we're living in great days.
Awesome.
I know
yeah
they're the end times, doesn't
biblical
change.
Biblical times,
yeah
no.
Yeah.
Well, So what about end times? I mean, amen. At the end of the day, as long as hopefully what we're doing is preparing people to be ready for that.
That's the plan.
What if somebody
that's
drops a bomb? Who cares? I got to answer to God someday.
Yeah, yeah.
And that day might not be the day I want it to be. So, you know, we all know how close, and we all sure have experienced family and friends that right before we thought their plan time ought to be. So I always say, be ready. Don't wait till Tuesday to
for sure,
the hamburger on Tuesday for a prayer today.
Don't be wimpy, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Don't be wimpy. Let's get it on.
Absolutely.
Get it going.
Okay, so once again, we have the National Day of Prayer. This is nationwide. There will be groups gathering all over our nation that will be in prayer.
Yes.
And we have been participating with the National Day of Prayer for several years. Yes. I know that this was something sort of handed to the Alliance.
Yes.
And we've had a large number of people joining us. So this is going to be significant. And could we say that this is not an event where we're asking you to come and watch people pray, but we're asking you to come and pray with us.
Absolutely. We want to be praying together as the body of Christ.
Amen.
Because, you know, I've heard it said, well, you know, I'm the pastor. Well, you know, I don't care that I'm the pastor. The janitor that scrubs the toilet's just as important as the pastor.
You might not
think so until he don't show up and do his job, okay? You know, then at that point, you know, we realize that everybody's job is important.
Amen.
Every team member of the body of Christ has their job to do. And if you don't know how to pray, come and just sit and soak it up.
If you don't
feel like you know how to pray, if you know how to talk to your neighbor, then you know how to pray. Just talk to God like you talk to your neighbor, like you talk to your brother, your sister, your wife. Well, maybe not there, but you know. but anyways, it come out and be a part of this. It's going to be really exciting. It's going to be on fire for Jesus. Holy Spirit excitement. I can't say enough great about it because I just get excited thinking about it.
Amen.
Really.
Stuart, Amen. we have just a few minutes left, and I want you to lead prayer in advance for this event.
Amen.
And again, we encourage you to plan to be a part. If you can't be a part at this event because of what's going on, you can pray wherever you are.
That's right.
And so wherever you are, be a part in lifting up our president, our leaders, our first
Amen.
Responders,
Amen.
Our families, the church, the educational arena. Mm,
yes.
The whole aspect of judicial justice
Amen.
Needs to be prayed over.
Yes, arts, it does.
Arts and entertainment. We're seeing some great films, movies coming out. And our Christian business owners. There are so many that are in business that are key. And so all of these areas we're going to be lifting up. And again, Joaquin Molina, we lift him up. And
we know
that God has a powerful night. David, before Stuart prays, anything on your heart you want to share in reference to this?
Only that I've been to so many of these wonderful events, and they're all a little different, you know, because of the character of the people who come. But the one commonality that I really is when I walk in that building, I'm ready to worship. The
Amen.
Holy Spirit of God
Amen.
Is moving. It's a time of great and unique worship. And if you can be there, be there.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Can I say one more
thing
before? You know, to the listeners out there, if you're barely getting by today and you really need somebody to lay hands on, and I know it's next Thursday, if you don't make it to your church or a pastor, you're not getting to church, don't hesitate to come up and see us next Thursday.
That's it.
Last year, we had a record amount of people come and pray that have come back, have been calling back to the individual churches, not just, again, it's not about our churches. This is about the body of Christ, and I want to keep that point clear. But there was a lot of healing that took place last year.
There was.
I mean,
it was
an
powerful.
Enormous amount of healing
powerful.
That took place. I had never seen so many people come up for prayer after and stay. I mean, if I got to be there tomorrow morning praying with the last person the next day or whatever it is, we're going to be there. I mean, until I can't stand them, I'll sit down and pray with you until I can't stand. Keep my eyes open, whatever, you know. So, we ready?
Lead us in prayer, Stuart.
Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, Lord, as the body of Christ, Lord, for us, for all the listeners listening, Lord, first of all, I ask you, Lord, for your hand and your hedge of protection upon this event, Lord, that no demonic activity can have any partake in any of this, Lord. Father, that we just call down the angels of heaven, Lord, with the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit to anoint every speaker, to anoint every person that attends, Lord. Father, that the body of Christ is what's being lifted up. Father, we ask you, Lord, to continually cover our president of the United States of America, who so freely worships and honors you, Lord. Father, that that he has brought back the word of God into the White House, Lord, that we can cover that, Lord, that we can exalt that, Lord, that we can break down walls, Lord, that are being raised up in the fights and the arguments, Lord, that don't have to exist anymore. Father, we just ask you that the blood of Jesus cover and anoint every situation that is facing this country right now, Lord, and that your favor, as always, continues, and that you cover Israel, Lord, at the same time. Cover them with the anointing of the Holy Spirit to know what's right and know what's wrong and do the right thing, Lord, for every leader in Israel. Father, we thank you for those blessings. And Father, I thank you for the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, because they are the guys that came before us and have passed the torch to us today to continue this National Day of Prayer movement that's grown every year, Lord. And that I ask you, Lord, your anointing, special anointing upon every person that attends, that there's no flat tires, there's no dead batteries, that work doesn't run late, and that they're allowed to get there. Satan has no authority over your lives no more, and I'm here to tell you that God does. Give your life to Christ today. Just ask him into your heart. It's that kind of simple, and bring it forward. And we pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Stuart, awesome to have you with us. We're going to go to a song. We're going to be right back, and we have another guest going to be joining us. You're going to want to keep your dial set right here at 89.9. And as always, Stuart, you're always welcomed here.
Thank you, brother. We love you. We'll set up some more time.
All right. Absolutely. Good
all right.
deal.
God bless you.
All right. We'll be right back.
All right.
Feet under, I could have been lost forever. Yeah, I should be in that fire, but now there's fire inside of me. Here I am, a dead man walking, no grave gonna hold God's people. All the weight of all our evil lifted away
All right, and we're coming back, and I am blessed to have in the studio with me continuing David Francoeur. Let's see which mic you're on, David. You're on four. You're now on four. And also, I'm not sure how to introduce you. You're Dr.
Yeah, different titles, right?
Which hat? If you came in with different hats on.
Christopher Collins, currently serving as the mayor of the city of Stewart.
Mayor of the city of Stewart, currently.
I'm also a commissioner and in private practice as a chiropractor.
Okay. So that
many
is...
Many hats. Father, husband.
Yeah, a ton. But you wear them well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
And I have one of our families from our congregation lives kind of close to you, loves your kids, loves your your family, and... Bill's like, wow, he said, it's awesome having the doctor up the street here from us. And
he rides
said,
his bike, and it always cheers me up. He'll stop, check on me, make sure I'm doing okay.
Yeah, you know, he's telling me I'm going to be 88. He rode his bike all the way to the beach, you know, from his house, which is amazing.
He stays busy, but he always asks what to pray for. And
yeah,
it's really good having neighbors like that.
Yeah, it's a great thing. All right, so there's a lot of exciting things coming up. One thing is the National Day of Prayer, and I don't know if you got your invitation up to the Mid-Florida, but we're wanting to invite any civil leaders that can come up to pray over them and just take a public stand. If you're a Christian, you're in government, and you can speak to that. And I know that there's a lot of issues that are going on, you know, always, but... thank God we have a free nation and we can run for office. So how did you get into this? I mean, every time I talk with you, I'm like, Christians just need to hear the story that we can make a difference if we choose to do something.
If Jesus is first, if Christ is first, you'll disagree on particular policies and things, you know.
But sure. To do things.
Yeah. But if that is the goal in the individual, right? If for each person, Christ is first, you're going to be fine. The government will be fine. Everything will work out. So what gets you involved are particular policies. For me, it's growth. I'm a slower growth. I want the Martin County difference to remain. I love that we have more rural space, that it's the simple life here. It's paradise. It's heaven. I don't want to be Palm Beach. I don't. And people flee here. From places like that because this place is what it is. So that's what got me involved in the city at the time. 4 years ago, there was thousands of apartments getting approved. It just so happened that it was godless liberals that were doing it.
You're not saying that godly people couldn't do it. But.
Right, but that were approving all these things, to me, at the detriment of the people who lived here and their families. You know, so I got involved for those reasons, and then... One of the first things that we did, you know, you get in there and you start to figure out what's happening and the lay of the land and where we're at, was prayer. If you remember back.
I do remember. Yes. I do remember. And that was a really big issue.
We hadn't prayed in the Stewart City Commission in 60 years. And it was all because the city of Stewart is very mixed in terms of culture and heritage. You have. East Stewart, which was, you know, Little Dixie. You have different demographics of people in a very small space, but a white pastor and black pastor couldn't agree on who was going to pray, so we just stopped praying.
Is that what really...
That's it. And so when I, you know, because your school board prays before meetings, you have invocation, the Martin County Board of County Commissioners, your state legislature, your Congress, and, you know, the feds, all the way up, but somehow we were this, I guess, you know, atheist enclave where we don't pray. It's like, it just seemed insane to me. So that was like the first order of business is we gotta start praying again. I need God here.
Amen.
Need God here.
Amen.
You know, if we're going to get anything else done. So that was a war. There were multiple meetings.
That took some time, didn't it?
Normally you have two, a first and a second reading and a thing can be established. It's policy. It took multiple meetings. People changed their minds. They recanted and changed their votes. You know, people got a hold of them politically. But finally, by the grace of God, it got approved. And truly, it's hard to articulate the difference. And again, Christians involved in government. When I was first there, I was just telling Sherry, 4 years ago, I remember walking into City Hall, and it was like ooze dripping down the walls, man. The lights were darker. The way that everything operated was very fleshy. It was manipulative. It was dark. There were good people there, but there were a lot of messy. It was not the way you would want to run any organization, right? And it is incredible. 4 years later, I walk in there and the lights are brighter. People are laughing. All the good people are left. The people that you wouldn't want there are gone. It's just, it's amazing. And I didn't do it. You know, it's just, it's a way when you have godly people in an environment, it will change the tone in that environment and terraform it. God will be there.
That's a blessing of God, isn't it?
Yes. So
blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. I mean, we see this, we were just talking about the president and reading the scriptures from the White House and some of the things that are taking place that are so refreshing and so healing for our nation, and just really encouraging everybody to become a part of that process of repentance. Repentance is needed. And sometimes, you know, you can't read through the First Covenant or the Old Testament without realizing that in order for things to happen, sometimes there's a lot of swamp to be drained. I mean, that just had to happen.
As far as I can tell, fundamentally, it comes down to one or the other. And it is because across the board, we're all imperfect, right?
Right.
None of us are. We're just men that are, we hope to be made perfect, you know. But all of your political leaders are human, you know. But fundamentally, the difference is, do they recognize God as the sovereign authority? Is Jesus the sovereign authority? Imperfect in the way we do things and how we operate and your ego, and but is that what I recognize as an individual? That is the, or not. And if I don't, it'll be money or power or I'm God, you know, there'll be, it gets messy and weird. And but if fundamentally your people, and things like reading a Bible publicly, praying publicly, like acknowledging that publicly, not just that you go to a religious event and you say it to religious people, but from the dais, from
right,
that you personally believe that is that fundamental difference. And from that, good things will happen, even if it's messy.
To get through the process, process of it.
Correct.
Well, one of the things we have as a bit of our vision here at WCNO is to encourage the body of Christ to not sit back and observe and just be good critics or judges.
I love that about you. I love that you guys are that way.
It's important, isn't it?
It is.
Talk about that. You always talk about what goes on.
Right.
Because we have, most of our listeners are not involved in local government.
Correct.
Most of our listeners are not involved in supporting this ministry.
Let me go deep. Right away. Okay. So as a Christian, right, what do you wrestle against? It's not people. You're wrestling against principalities. What are principalities? The word prince is in it. You know, when Daniel was praying and the angel comes, I was wrestling with the prince of Persia. He's not talking about a physical prince. Like you have in this world levels of principality that were
demonic strongholds.
Correct.
Demonic.
These are political structures. You will ultimately, we all have different interpretations, especially in Revelation, but when it says that they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years, I take that literally. I personally believe that you will be involved in that kingdom. That is a political reign. The word reign, it's not just, we're not just hanging out. You're going to be involved. So I think you have in this world, until Christ is king, you know, you do have resistance, you have struggle, you have things that you have to fight against and work through, but use this as an opportunity to start to understand and grow in that. Run for office, at least get involved, be on boards. You know, ultimately Christ will be king, true, but don't completely throw any concern for these things out. Like, you're going to live and reign. You might as well get some practice now on some level.
And we have more and more people calling in saying, hallelujah, WCNO is addressing issues that are relevant. They're in the news. It includes politics.
Yes.
It includes people with names. Mm. Sometimes you have to mention names.
Politics is a messy word. It has baggage. But I would say government.
Government.
Who is in charge of making that? That's a good clarification. And there's levels of government.
Yeah.
There's you governing yourself as an individual, right? Submitting to Christ and not your flesh, your family.
Right.
Right. Being the husband over your family. You have to govern your family. You govern your business, right? You govern the radio station.
Right.
And there's also a level of governance of municipal administrative and then all the way up, you know, to the state. And it's just governance. It's who has the authority to make decisions for yourself, your family, your business. And as a Christian, if you have Christ, if you have God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit is guiding you, you should want to be involved in making those decisions because it affects more than just you. It could affect, you know, the entire population here.
Which so is the plan.
Politics is a messy word that comes with all this baggage. That. Not to try to correct you, but
no, but I like it. Governance. I receive it.
It's governance. And we ultimately will govern to that previous point. So you should want to be involved in understanding what is happening here and not just, somebody else has that under control. Because those decisions that they make, there are, it sounds conspiratorial, but there are a lot of people and entities and businesses and corporations. It can be oligarchical. If you don't have watchmen on the wall in commissions, if you don't have people that care about the interests of the people who live here in those five seats, there's nobody else in that room who's going to do that.
Mm.
Everybody there is trying to profit. Land use attorneys, consultants, the applicant, everybody is there to try to make money in one way or another. Not that making money's bad, but if it's at the detriment of the people who live here and your quality of life and traffic and rezoning a piece of commercial property that could produce jobs to apartments so a hedge fund can have an asset, you know, not to get too technical, but having wisdom in that room and truly integrity in that you're going to do your job to represent the people who you've been hired by to represent their interest, you know, and not have somebody who is weak that is for their own best interest or just because they're afraid to stand up and overcome the world and overcome, you know, social pressure or whatever it is. You need people in there that have God's Spirit in them.
Amen.
Yes.
Mm. How did you get there, though? Okay, we're talking about governance. How did you become the mayor? Did you always dream about one day I'm going to be the mayor of Stewart?
I'm a chiropractor. I'd rather be working. But I tried for about a year to get boomer-aged people that would come in my office to run. Hey, you're retired. You know, we need you. You ran businesses. You're wise.
Right.
Like I know who you are. You should. I don't have the energy. You're young. You do it.
Yeah.
And so finally, after about a year, it was like the very last day actually that you could file.
Mm.
You know, there's a final where there's no new people allowed to join the race. Somebody handed me a packet and I looked up and I felt like he'd have my back. And
so
like, okay. I get these little winks, you know, you
yes, right.
It can be in, sometimes you're in your own head, you're in your own flesh, but I felt like, and he did, he had my back each step of the way. I could tell you all kinds of stories, man, that whole running a campaign. And it just, there was a 100 of those little winks. And
I mean, you don't go to school to learn to do that. You didn't go to school to learn to do that.
No.
This was somebody come alongside of you to tutor you
the called.
Good point.
He qualifies a cult. If you're in there and you care, you can figure out what's going on, whatever it is.
So where is the body of Christ? What is your message to them? How do we make a difference? You know, we're in different places, worshiping, home groups, congregational.
One is care. Care. Bring awareness to it and care about who's governing you. Pray. Without ceasing for the people that are in these positions, because there is, you know, when people put their heads out and you could potentially cost developers or a lot of money when things are the way that they are because they benefit people and companies and entities. And that doesn't necessarily mean that they're not corrupt, right? So if you have a Christian asserting themselves into that environment, there's a lot of liability, and God has their back, but pray for your people that are in charge.
It's good.
Whether they're Christians or not, that they become Christians, that they have God's wisdom, even if they don't understand or recognize him fully. Pray hard for people who are making decisions, that they have wisdom and that they, you know, remember why they're there, that God gets a hold of them. And then get involved, you know, beyond
get involved.
Prayer, yeah. It would be fantastic. I would love for there to be so many people, so many Christians and solid human beings, qualified people running for these seats, that there's so many good choices, you know, that the best person, you know, competition rises and you have great people.
How important is it to show up at meetings and be a part of sort of following what's going on?
I've wrestled with this. You know, you want people there because it does change the decisions that are made. One is they can publicly comment. If you have wisdom in that room, you know, and we're discussing a thing, if you have wise people that can take 3 minutes and give perspective, that's very valuable. But ultimately, you know, even if your involvement is donating to a campaign for somebody that is a good person, that you believe in over another person. And Jesus is not running for commissioner, right? So you got to pick between maybe two people.
Right.
Right. So right. They're not going to be perfect, but if you can put, you know, help good, decent people get elected into positions and then be wisdom for them, you know, reach out to them. I would love to have more wisdom around me, you know, so
right.
Be involved in some capacity. If you come to meetings, that's great. If you run, wow, good for you. But pray, get involved in campaigns. If you can handle going canvassing in August, you know, do it. Anything you can do to help put godly people into these positions, you know, it will help our community.
Awesome. Well, Dave, you're kind of quiet. We haven't given you much.
I've been ranting for
you. No, I've wanted to give away to you, Chris, because you have a personal witness and a stake in this. The thing that, you know, in the Tuesday program, A Biblical Response, where we look at the news issues through the lens of the Bible, and so often we are led as a team to, in one way or another, remind people that in the Old and New Testament, when you look for God's intention for how his people should be active in their culture, in their world, it is the word active, is that God never said, all right, just sit around in your churches and wait for this to blow over.
I said this to somebody 30 minutes ago. You walk by faith. You don't sit.
Amen. Amen.
Good word.
It's active.
Good word.
But and yet, half of Christians don't vote today in America. And so I'm just going to say that 50% of those that don't have yet to really read the Bible and ask God, what do you want me to do with the gifts you've given me in this time and place that you've put me so that I can advance the kingdom and bring the gospel to the people around me, which, by the way, is embedded in what we call the Great Commission.
Yeah. To your point, put out a fleece.
Yeah.
Okay. I think people can make a case for, when Christ is king, you know, nothing here really matters. True. Everything here is vanity. But you have an opportunity here.
Right.
Okay, and put out a fleece. Let your vote be a fleece.
Amen.
And if God wants that person in that seat, then he cares, right? Like, offer something up. Offer a fleece up. Do something. Be active. Take action.
Amen. Well, you can look at Roe v. Wade, 1973. Supreme Court ruled. Abortion was okay. The church wasn't there. Gay marriage, Supreme Court ruled that was okay. The church wasn't there. I mean, it wasn't there. The people were staying away because there is a lie. The devil promoted this. And many people in the church believe, oh, the Constitution says there's a separation. There must be a separation between church and state, right? People will parrot this to you who have never read the Constitution, by the way.
Right, right.
And because this is part of the narrative of the left, to keep the church from bringing the truth of God into the public sphere. And that's the source of it.
It is.
Read the Constitution. You will never see in that document or anything written about it that there should be a separation between the church and the state. It comes out of a letter that Thomas Jefferson wrote to the Danbury Baptists, and his position was to reiterate the founding fathers' desire that government not be involved in the church, in the administration of the church, in how the church did its business, because that's what was happening in England.
Yeah.
So
the ecclesia is a governmental body.
Yeah.
So you'd fundamentally have to reject the definition of what the church is.
Right.
And it also comes with the, you know, that whole worldview of separation. Everybody has a religion.
Yeah.
It's not being honest. You know, it's somehow that only it's people that are Christians that are religious and believe in God. And no, secularists have a religion. It's a mm-hmm. battle. All of this is politics, you know, government, campaigning, who sits in the seats. It's a battle of worldviews.
Amen.
That's all it is. It's a battle of like, what do you believe about reality and what's important?
Mm-hmm.
And even if you claim to be atheist, you have gods that you worship.
Yes.
You have your progressive agenda. That is your doctrine. You know, you have your catechism of beliefs to the point that if somebody doesn't believe in that, you would maybe want to, some of them want to do violence. You know, you have Antifa, there's dramatic versions of this, but they also cancel people. You know, there is, it's very religious in function, even if they would reject to be associated with religion. Mm-hmm. Like everybody, we all have worldviews.
Yeah.
So you have to decide as a Christian, are you willing to fight for yours? Are you willing to, you know, that the better culture and worldview should succeed? Are you willing to advocate for that and overcome the world? That's literally, Jesus said, overcome the world, overcome the world. He who endures to the end. Like you have to stand up.
Yes.
You have to assert that what you have is better because it is. It's fundamentally better.
Absolutely.
All good things have come out of what we believe and what we read in that book.
And Christians' worldview should be the Bible view.
Yes.
That's where we get our understanding.
We were made to be worshipers.
Yes.
And everyone worships
something.
Or
someone.
That's right.
And sometimes that worship is of yourself thinking you're God. But one day, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess
Jesus Christ
is Lord. And so, all right, so we have some important dates coming up. What's coming up? We just have a few minutes left. What's coming up that should be on everybody's calendar to be specifically in prayer about? And
yeah, your August primaries.
August primaries.
So if you're a Republican, you're voting for your Republicans. August 18th, you're going to have early voting.
Okay.
To that, you know, the couple weeks before that, your vote by mail ballots and these kind of things go out in July. But after that, you're going to have your general election, you know, in November. But local candidates usually are going to be in that August election. Mm-hmm. So be paying attention to who files and who runs, you know, be praying about who you should be voting for, and then tell your neighbors, be very involved in advocating for decent people to be in these seats. So good decisions are made.
Mm. Be bold and courageous.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Be bold and courageous.
Help out good candidates.
Years ago, I had some family members that wanted to get nose to nose, and I'm like, well, you know, there were a lot of opportunities to bring truth to some conversations that I was silent in simply because I knew it was going to be
a
confrontational headbutt.
Mm-hmm.
However, at this point in life, I look back and say, I really could have, should have, but today I will. So you may be listening today and say, well, I could have, should have. Today I will.
Mm-hmm.
Call
mm-hmm.
the body of Christ. Today I will. I will pray. Mm-hmm. I will equip myself as much as I can to understand what the differences are mm-hmm. and who is on God's team.
Character.
And that really is the question. And what is their God's story? How is that going to impact? It's going to impact everything because the fact that I get up in the morning and I hang out with God every day.
That's right.
God is with me in a much greater way. I'm not at war.